This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. You're listening to Power Perspective with Sebenzile Nkambule, 8 p.m. to midnight.
Hi, my name is Nomaswazi Khumalo, a 15-year-old girl schooling in Matsulisane Secondary School in Fort Lawrence. Teenage pregnancy and parenthood. Teenage pregnancy, the most dominating crisis in South Africa, is truly heartbreaking and disappointing at the same time. You know, having to watch our peers slowly turning into mothers at a very young age. And I think the main cause is all because of peer pressure, thinking it's a must to have sex since there's a law that permits teenagers to be involved in sexual intercourses at the age of 16. Teenage pregnancy is a reflection of no bright future for our generation, and it has even increased due to the coronavirus existence that resulted in us not going to school but staying at home, which gave teenagers the thought of making babies than doing something productive. Teenage pregnancy doesn't even seem to affect teenagers nowadays. It's like it has become a trend of fashion and has become a norm. On a scale of 100, it's only 5% of some of us teenagers who choose abstinence, and that doesn't really make a difference. And yeah, that's how I personally feel about teenage pregnancy, you know, and praying for change in our country. Thank you.
Teenage pregnancy in South Africa is a problem that we have because of a lot of things. It can be lack of knowledge about sexual intercourse and how to use protection. It can be people just experimenting with intercourse, not knowing what they're doing, and then boom, 2 weeks later you find out you're pregnant. And yeah, and it can also be like peer pressure, like because your friend did it, now you have to do it. Or like sometimes it can be you go out with your friends, you go to a house party, and then you get there, you find there's alcohol, and then you consume that alcohol, and then you get intoxicated, and now you don't know like how you got there. But then 2 weeks later, boom, you're pregnant. So it's like, it's really, also it can be because of low self-esteem. You just have intercourse to prove to people that I'm also on the map. It can be like because of poverty, because of low education, expectations from your family. Yeah, well, it can be like a lot of things contribute to teenage pregnancy, and it is a problem that we have in South Africa, not just South Africa, but throughout the world. But I think South Africa is at its peak when it comes to teenage pregnancy. It's a real problem we have.
Teenage pregnancies. I know that teenage pregnancy starts with teenagers themselves not being educated enough on sexual intercourse. Then it comes to the point of teenagers mess up when they have to go to parties and stuff, because then they get dragged. Or themselves, they're drunk to the point where they have no control over their actions, and then they get taken advantage of, or don't even realize that they get taken advantage of, or realizing it's too late. Some teenagers think that becoming pregnant with their boyfriend's babies will make their boyfriends want to stay in the relationship, well known as trapping them, actually. Some are even forced or fooled by their boyfriend that they are ready to have kids at a young age. Ultimately, that's just lies. Some teenage pregnancies are like results of rape or just the teen making poor choices even though they know the consequences.
Okay, so one of the reasons I think there is a lot of like teenage pregnancies, probably because I feel like in schools, maybe in some schools, they're not teaching the proper curriculum or something like that. They're mainly scaring kids, like teenagers, away from it, which is like causing the issue. You're not supposed to incite fear, because then it just becomes a big issue. Instead, you should be teaching them how to be safe, how to take the necessary precautions in certain situations. So I feel like that's one of them. They always try to scare, like, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. Like, instead of trying to educate someone on a certain topic about sex, you are inciting fear. So one of them is probably because teenagers aren't educated properly in terms of how contraceptives work.
Tweet Sebenzile at Sebengambule and hashtag Power Perspective.
You know, I was having conversation with my 10-year-old daughter and his friend who was visiting at the one time doing homework together. The friend has, what's this video thing, TikTok, ne? She's on TikTok full time. The friend has WhatsApp. She's got a proper functioning smartphone. a smartphone that you would say that it belongs to a person who is employed or working. Understand? I'm talking about grade bunny, grade four. Mm-hmm. That is standard two. That is 10 years old. Understand? Does that not give the child access to the world? The reason it's called internet, it's a world wide web. Anyone can come into your home. Anyone can come into your home. Anyone, everyone knows ukuthi ke umntana akho unjani, unangakhi, udla ini, unabangani abayingakhi. You understand? We'll even know your address. You're told, ngefoni yengcosi endlini. So how much more umangabe kune out here like estradin and a number yakhe. So if this thing is available and we have the internet, now we've got access to sites that are not even filtered.
Child-filtered, yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So these guys, these small boys are actually getting access to things. And they are implement these things and influencing amancane. So sex is a common thing in teenage years. When are you talking about age 13 and 16 and whatnot? You're too late. We're talking here about my 10, 11, 12. So most of 16 now you can choose. You're choosing your boyfriend based on who is the competitor, who's the one who's got the financial muscle. At 16, standard 8. So gents, honestly speaking, I was telling this one friend of mine, Nitike, we cannot blame the children. Let's be honest. Let's take responsibility as parents. Huh? Why are we giving them these things? Access to these things?
Yeah.
For what? For homework? No, you cannot. There's a computer at home.
Yes.
Because we've got tablets, man. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, so what's a cell phone for? Because other kids have cell phones. Why are we as parents being peer pressured by other parents who are doing better things for their children? And then we follow suit.
Yeah.
It's not parenting.
I get that kids have access, but also our country on its own is actually copying other countries which are much more advanced in technology. So now introducing that technology to these kids without filtering it or teaching them how it works is becoming a problem. Because now, as a parent, they ask you, okay, now we have eradicated the books, now we are going into tablets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So these tablets will allow them to access those sites. And knowing these kids, they're very intelligent. Kids can grab things at a very young age. So now giving them that type of access without any monetization is very dangerous for us as parents, for one.
Yeah.
And for them as kids, because now it will expose you as to who you are, where you stay, what do you do, how old are you, and it will give a lead to anybody, pedophiles, and everybody has that access to you. Human traffickers, that's how they actually get their prey, because they're on the net.
Okay.
They search, you know?
We have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. People need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. You don't realize it, but you are being programmed. It was unintentional, but now you got to decide how much you're willing to give up.
Power Perspective with Sibanzile Ngambule. Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight on Power 98.7. You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.